Chapter 13. As I went back to the Crooked House, as I called it in my own mind, I felt slightly guilty. I hadn't told my father and Chief Inspector Taverner what Josephine had said about Brenda Leonides and Lawrence Brown writing love letters to each other. I told myself that it probably wasn't true. But really, I didn't want to find any evidence against Brenda. I felt sorry for her, surrounded by a family who disliked her so much. And if there were any love letters, Taverner would soon find them. And perhaps Josephine was wrong. Though, when I remembered the intelligence in her small black eyes, I doubted it. I had phoned Sophia earlier.
"Please come, Charles," she had said. "The police keep searching the house, and we're all very nervous. I'll go crazy if I can't talk to someone."
There was no one in sight as I drove up to the front door, which was open. As I stood there, wondering whether to ring the bell or to walk in, I heard a noise behind me. I turned my head and saw Josephine standing by the hedge eating a large apple and looking at me. "Hello, Josephine," I said. She didn't answer and disappeared behind the hedge. When I followed, I found her sitting on a wooden seat, swinging her legs. She looked at me coldly and didn't speak. "Why wouldn't you speak to me when I said hello?" I asked.
"I didn't want to," said Josephine, still eating her apple.
"Why not?"
"You sneaked to the police about Uncle Roger," she said.
"Oh," I said. "But it's all right, Josephine. The police know that Roger didn't steal any money or do anything wrong." Josephine looked at me as if I was stupid.
"I wasn't worrying about Uncle Roger," she said. "But surely you know that in detective stories, you never tell the police until the end."
"Oh, I see," I said. "I'm sorry, Josephine. I'm really very sorry."
"So you should be," she replied. "I trusted you."
I said I was sorry again, and Josephine seemed to forgive me. She continued eating her apple. "But the police would have found out anyway," I said.
"Because Uncle Roger will be bankrupt."
As usual, Josephine knew what was going on.
"Father and Mother and Uncle Roger and Aunt Edith are going to talk about it tonight. Aunt Edith wants to give Uncle Roger all her money, though she hasn't got it yet, but Father won't."
Again, I was impressed by how much she knew. "Josephine," I said, "you told me that you were almost sure who the murderer was."
"Well?"
"Who is it?" I asked. I promise I won't tell Inspector Taverner."
"I want a few more clues first," said Josephine, throwing away what was left of her apple. "And I wouldn't tell you anyway."
"Then will you tell me more about the letters?" I asked.
"What letters?"
"The letters you said Lawrence Brown and Brenda wrote to each other."
"I made that up," said Josephine. "I often make things up. It amuses me."
I stared at her, and she stared back. Somewhere, not very far away, a twig snapped with a sudden noise. Rather late, I remembered my father's advice. "Oh, well," I said, "it's only a game for you. You don't really know anything." Josephine looked at me angrily, but she kept her mouth firmly shut. I got up.
"I must go and find Sophia now," I said. "Come along." "I'm staying here," said Josephine.
"No, you're not," I insisted, pulling her to her feet. "You're coming in with me." Josephine seemed surprised, but decided to come in with me, probably to see how the family behaved when I arrived. It wasn't until I walked through the front door that I realized why I hadn't wanted Josephine to stay outside. It was because of the sudden snapping of a twig.